This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel issues ordinance to amend some Nepal acts, however returns ordinance on Constitutional Council First Amendment to the Council of Ministers for reconsideration. Rashtriya Swatantra Party urges government to ensure shelter, food and basic needs for citizens displaced from encroached structures. And three dead in suspected hantavirus outbreak on Atlantic cruise ship. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday issued an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts. According to the spokesperson of the Office of the President Ritesh Kumar Shakya, President Paudel issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. On Saturday alone, the President authenticated ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to health science institutes, ordinance on special provisions regarding the dismissal of public officials, and the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to universities. Earlier ordinances related to cooperatives, public procurement, and anti-money laundering were issued. With this, the number of ordinances recently issued by the President has reached 7. However, President Paudel has returned the Ordinance on Constitutional Council, Works, Duties, Rights and Procedures First Amendment to the Council of Ministers for further consideration. In a statement released by the Office of the President yesterday itself, the ordinance was sent back to the Council of Ministers for reconsideration of its contents. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has urged the government to ensure proper housing, food, healthcare and other basic needs for citizens displaced from encroached structures and informal settlements by the end of the Nepali month of Chaitra this year. At a secretariat meeting held yesterday at the party's central office in Banasthali, party spokesperson Manish Jha said until a legally empowered authority is formed and a proper record of landless squatters is collected, the government should halt further demolitions of houses and structures except for those already acquired or falling under the jurisdiction of local governments. Spokesperson Jha said structures and informal settlements aligns with its election manifesto. The party urged the government to relocate affected people into safe and well-managed housing, taking their living conditions into account. The Ministry of Urban Development has urged citizens who were left out during the process to shift squatters from vulnerable settlements along the Bagmati River and its tributary riverbanks to approach the government authority without any delay. Those in need of assistance, particularly individuals presently stranded or uncertain about their situation, are requested to visit Dasharath Stadium at Tripureshwar, which has been designated as the primary registration center. The ministry is collecting digital records of landless people for their verification and plans to manage them through a designated holding centers. The government has reiterated its position and concerns through diplomatic channels to both India and China regarding the use of Nepali territory in the Kailas Mansarovar Yatra via Lipu Lake Pass. In a response to media queries, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that Nepal has been consistently urging India not to carry out any activities such as road construction, border trade or pilgrimage in the disputed area. The ministry also said that China has been formally informed about Nepal's claim over Lipu Lake. Spokesperson Lok Bahadur Chhetri stated that Nepal's position is clear that Limpia Dhura, Lipu Lake and Kalapani are integral part of Nepal based on the Sugauli Treaty of 1816. The government has further said it remains committed to resolving border issues through diplomatic means based on historical treaties, maps and evidence and in the spirit of friendly relations with neighboring countries. The office bearers in different agencies of the government receiving political appointments before March 26th this year have been relieved of their post following the issuance of the ordinance on special provisions related to the termination of public office bearers. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs made public the ordinance yesterday which states that those office bearers will be relieved of their jobs automatically after the commencement of the ordinance, whatever conditions, facilities and terms determined in the appointment of public office bearers. With this step taken by the Prime Minister Balendra Shah-led government with the aim of strengthening the administration and giving new momentum to state bodies, a total of 1,594 officials who receive political appointments under various acts and structures will be relieved of their post. Secretary of the concerned ministry or a designated official will issue a notice about the termination of political appointees. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP Rabila Michhane has told the industrialists and business persons that there was no point in getting harassed and panicked while involving in fair business. At a discussion with representatives of private entities including the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry FNCCI in Kathmandu yesterday, the RSP president urged them not to cast doubt on activities of his party and the government it has laid. However, he made it clear that government had to emerge tough against the business persons and elements who have held hostage of national economy. RSP has already set a roadmap for it, he reminded, urging industrialists and businesspersons not to visit any leaders' homes and party offices with complaints. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha says strengthening good governance, transparency and public trust is not possible in the absence of a free press. In his message of best wishes on the occasion of the World Press Freedom Day yesterday, Minister Timil Sinha described a free, impartial and responsible press as a foundational pillar of democracy, highlighting its vital role in ensuring public accountability. He noted that the media do not merely serve as means of disseminating information, rather they are key institutions that hold politics, administration, the private sector and society accountable. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Three people have died following a suspected hantavirus outbreak on the cruise ship MV Hondas, which was traveling from Argentina towards Cape Verde, according to the World Health Organization. The BBC has quoted the health officials as saying a 70-year-old Dutch male passenger fell ill during the voyage and later died after reaching the St. Helena Island. His remains are awaiting repatriation to the Netherlands. His 69-year-old wife, also a Dutch national, later became ill and died in a hospital in Johannesburg of South Africa. Authorities further confirmed that a 69-year-old British national is the only confirmed case of the virus so far and is currently in intensive care in Johannesburg. In addition, two crew members aboard the ship are reported to be in need of urgent medical attention. Dutch authorities are preparing arrangements to repatriate the affected individuals, including the bodies still on board the vessel. Hantavirus is a group of viruses typically carried by rodents and can be transmitted to humans mainly through inhalation of particles from contaminated droppings or urine. Health agencies continue to monitor the situation as investigations are underway to determine the source of the outbreak. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has reported that there is a possibility of heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning at one or two places of Sudhur Paschim and Karnali provinces today. According to the department, thunderstorm, lightning, windstorm, hail and moderate to heavy rainfall along with chances of snowfall are likely at some places in the hilly and mountainous regions including Sudhur Paschim and Lumini provinces. Similar weather conditions may also occur at one or two places in the remaining Tarai regions today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel issues ordinance to amend some Nepal acts, however returns ordinance on Constitutional Council First Amendment to the Council of Ministers for reconsideration. Rashtriya Swatantra Party urges government to ensure shelter, food and basic needs for citizens displaced from enclosed structures. And 3 dead in suspected hantavirus outbreak on Atlantic cruise ship. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.